I realize that services, conferences, and camp meetings and such as, I realize that there's a lot going on. I realize there's a collection of a mixture of various kinds of people and churches. I realize that not everybody's here for the same reason, you know, that there's some that came here because of the Coca-Cola, which they've already said they ran out, so you just might as well go home. There's no Cokes. If you could gather in your thoughts tonight, if you could just 30 minutes, just everybody, just concentrate and let's see where the Holy Ghost will lead us. I want us to open with prayer tonight, and some of you just give me a 30-second bless the preacher prayer. But I sincerely pray that you ask God to open your heart to me. If you came here to hear the Word of God, well, then it's time now to hear. Raise your hands and let's pray right now. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Let's do something here tonight. That's it. Someone's crying out. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. There's more people in the building than that. Come on. Yeah, Shato Roko Shitiya. Rebuke every spirit of unbelief. I rebuke every spirit of doubt. I rebuke every spirit of the devil that's here in this building tonight in Jesus' name. Come on. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me here tonight, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, I grew up in Brazil. And even as modern as Brazil is today, there is still no embalming of dead bodies in Brazil. Or I guess there is, but it's not done. I have buried perhaps more people than anybody else in this building. I tried to add up the other day. It would 200, 300, 400, I don't know. Which, probably the I remember a young lady in the church. She came up to me and asked me to. I'm not in a hurry today. Some of you are because you didn't give me no amens on that one, so no problem. No cokes. No cokes. Young lady in the church, her husband didn't serve God. Her husband was at a bar drinking. Got into a fight. And his drinking partner pulled out his knife. Shot the guy all up, killed him. She came to me and asked me to bury her husband. So I was at the cemetery. The only ones that were there was just me, his wife, who's now the widow, and the grave digger or whatever, just three of us. What can you say? What can you pray? What can you? So came time to carry the coffin to the little slot in the wall, which was about 3-4 slots up. And no one, it was just me and the grave digger or whatever, the cemetery guy. She, the widow, she was out of it. She couldn't handle it. But because this guy, he had so many wounds, and it was such a hot day, came time to take the coffin to the slot five, probably about right up there at the top of that thing right there, 1, 2, 3, 4. And it was just he and I, and here we were struggling to climb a ladder, he on one side and the other side of the ladder, trying to carry a coffin up, a body that was stinking. Finally, after much struggle, got it up to the top and slid it in, and the grave guy started closing off the vault, and I looked down at my hands, and they were all bloody because the coffin was filled up with blood. Came here today in the Holy Ghost. Jesus, help me tonight. Came here tonight to talk to somebody here about dead dreams. Came here to talk to this church here tonight about people you're looking at, what seems to be the end of all hope and of all, oh God, help me here tonight. And if you're not careful, and again, these are messages that come from just struggling all day long and all night long. If you're not careful, you how can I put it into English? You just sort of you sort of accept the situation. You sort of accept what. And God never meant it for His church to be dealing with things that just linger and it's sort of like a dead body that starts stinking. I came here to preach some faith into somebody here today. Came here to bring a word for some preachers that are here today that are on the front line, and your hopes and your dreams. You know it's so interesting, especially among preachers, but it's so interesting. My aspirations and my calling and my unction, talking about me right now, it's not something that I have desired and sought after for myself. It's not something that I have just, you know, I want it. I want to be famous. I want this. I want to be rich. I want this. I want to be that. It's something that's put down deep inside of, you're hearing what I'm saying. And if you're not careful, sometimes you bump up against these huge roadblocks, these huge situations. And if you're not careful, you walk away. You're hearing what I'm saying. You end up walking away from something thinking that that's the finale of it. That's the end of it. It's just a rotting body. It's just a rotting dream. It's something that's rotting away, that's decaying away. But the God that I serve, He's not a dead God. He's a living. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on. Come on in with me. Come on. I have a hard time getting started. Hallelujah. But I know where I'm supposed to go tonight. I know what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is another level in church. There's another level in God. Hallelujah. And while Pentecost is leveling off to the bottom line, hallelujah, I came here in the Holy Ghost to raise up this church and to bring up some pastors and to give some hope and some faith. Come on, raise your hands. Come on, Jesus, help us out here tonight. Help us out here tonight. We've got a haloko shataraka rodo do shitiya yate. Neyo lo rodo do shitiya yala. Give me the guitar case. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. This is old Brad Lambeth for you here tonight. Some of you get as nervous as all get out here tonight. But Lord, have mercy. If God will help me, I want to help somebody here tonight. I want to help this church, hallelujah, to get back, to get past this roadblock. Get past this doubting Thomas syndrome. Oh, hallelujah. I was here last night. I heard the man of God preach. Hallelujah. I felt that resistance. I felt that doubting spirit. Hallelujah. Kept on raising up his head. I came here to preach against that in the Holy Ghost here tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you don't. I don't care if you end up or not, but yeko shara koroko shiti ya yata raya ya. Come on, come on, come on, come on. This is not a show. I'm not up here for show. I came up here to break through some barriers. Came up here to break through some barriers. I came here to resurrect some dead bodies. I came here to give birth to some dead dreams. I came here to bring some people into a new dimension in the Holy Ghost. I've got some work to do here tonight. I hope you're not in a hurry. I've got to break through some barriers here tonight. Haloko shatarada maya shitiya taramahaya. Yelo rodo dodo shitiya koroko shitiya. Hallelujah. Some of you as nervous as all get out. I know I stumble around. I know my English ain't all that hot. Hallelujah. But I know what the Holy Ghost spoke to me about. So we're going to do it. In Jesus' name. You look into some people's eyes and you see the right English word is that lackluster, the shininess of the eyes have disappeared. The stink of hopelessness has set it kushaya. Wow! Mahatoko kotika ya heya! Rebuke the spirit of spiritual death. Wuroho share kei. Stand as long as you want to. Sit down when you please. I won't ever tell you to sit down. So sit down when you want to sit down, baby. The Bible has that story about that Shunammite, if that's the right English word. You'll have to fill in the English words. Poor guys up there, they don't have the title for the sermon up here. I don't either. But I don't know where I'm supposed to go tonight. You. Feel a little bit better. Woo.
get a little bit better. Give me another hour and a half, we'll get there. So this Shunammite woman, she didn't have any babies, she didn't have any kids. One day the man of God walked into her life and said, "Mrs. Shunammite, you're going to have a baby." Now, let me tell you something of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's a lot of dreams here in this building here. A lot of promises. A lot of anointing in this building here. I know we don't have 100% here, everybody on board. I know that. I understand that. I work with what the Holy Ghost has given us here tonight. And so she had the baby. Day, the boy was out in the field with his dad. See, brother, organ player, why it's no use to play the organ. He's out in the field with his dad. Started feeling bad. Came home. Oh, Jesus, help me. Give me that chair right there. This stuff like this makes people nervous. I don't care what you feel. Just let me. I'm walking slow. I know where I'm supposed to go. It takes me a little time to get the little blocks in the right place. So the boy came home. And mommy, my little boy here. Oh, Jesus. So mommy rocked the little boy back and forth. This was her dream. This was her promise. Hallelujah. I'm dialing your number, aren't I? And all of a sudden, around noontime, the boy died.
Mama.
So here's what I want to preach about. So she lays the body in the bed. There's the body in the bed. And this woman, she has the choice. Listen to what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost. She has the choice of crying the death of the boy. I feel Pentecost is dying fast. Pentecost is dying fast. There are few churches that believe in miracles. There are few churches that are willing to move into the unknown in order to get into a new level in God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I haven't gotten all my amens here together yet, but I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. There are dreams here in this building. There are callings here in this building. There are needs here in this building. Hallelujah. And your little dream, your little calling, your little need, our big need, let's put it that way. I'm not demeaning it. Hallelujah. Your need, your calling, all of a sudden, it's laying in the bed, dead as a doornail. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what's happening? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, come on. Some of you still trying to figure me out. Some of you still trying to figure me out. Don't worry about that. Let's come on, come on, come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. And so you can sit service after service, year after year, and you can look at your little dead dream. You can look at, oh gosh, you can, ako shatarakeya, ye ho lo ho hikosh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody here tonight. Come on, come on. Are you still with me? Who's with me? I can't hear you. Come on, come on, come on. So, you can sit down, you can watch the dead body, you can decide what funeral home you're going to, you can decide how you're going to do the funeral service, you can decide all of that you want to decide. Hallelujah. This woman, Yiko Shatarakaya. The reason why I started out my message telling you the story of the guy that got nigh 12 or 14 times and his blood got on my hands and his body stank is because the minute that that boy died, decay began setting in. Death of the dream began immediately on death. Yes, sir. So she stayed and cried her night out. No. She got up. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Oh my God, have mercy. This microphone is going bad, but I can take microphones that go down and out. Don't worry about that, baby. Hallelujah. If you stay on this side of the body, you're going to be crying funerals for the rest of your life. If you stay on this side of the body, hallelujah, decay is for sure. This woman, the Bible says, maybe for the organ player, just so he can be at peace. Hallelujah. 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 And she called unto her husband and said, send me one of the young men and send me an ass to come. Hallelujah. That I may run to the man of God. So this woman, oh my God, have mercy on me. I'm trying to preach some faith into somebody in here, this building tonight. I'm trying to break past your unbelief. I'm trying to break past your stinking dying dream. I'm trying to break past your status quo in church. I'm trying to break past the barriers. Too many people are on this side of the body. It's already decaying. So when she steps over the body, my little way of looking at it, she says, bring me. She closes the door. And she says, get me a donkey. I've got a journey to make. Now here's where I'm trying to get to. This is what the whole, everything I'm saying to, is this is what it's based on. The trip from here to where the man of God was at least 12 miles long. At least 12 miles long. 12 miles to go, 12 miles to come back. 24 miles at least, according to the historians. That means if you're riding on a donkey at about 3 miles an hour or 2 miles an hour or whatever it be, you're looking at a trip of about 7, 8, 10, 14 hours, depending upon the terrain. This woman, she left the body there. And she, you hear what I'm saying? Here's what you've got to fight against. If you get on this side of the body, if you're over here on this side, you're going to be spilling the steam of the depth of your dreams on this side. I came here to call this church to move over to the other side. Hallelujah. It's time for us to settle up. Hallelujah. And to start. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. The only way. So this woman's starting this journey. She's leaving this body behind. If you don't, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't move in to a supernatural level in God, this woman had so much faith. She had so much insight of what God is all about until she started her journey on this side of the body. Traveling down, let's put it down, 10 hours one way. The body, based upon human level, is decaying and rotting away. Hallelujah. But looking at it from God's dimension, that's what Pastor, hallelujah, what Pastor Gross was preaching. Looking at it from God's dimension. There's no rotting in Uko Shotoko Sukita. Yay, Halarakaya. Yay, I'm looking for somebody, hallelujah, that can do a trip by faith, that you can start walking into a new dimension. Hallelujah. What the world is saying is dying and decaying. If you walk in the Holy Ghost, if you move in the Holy Ghost, Uko Shoko Shatarakaya. Yay, oh holoho shikiyaya. Yay, oh loroho shikiyaya. Yay, oh loroho shikiyaya. Hallelujah. I came here to declare death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory over death. I came here, hallelujah, to walk past the body of decay into a new world, a spiritual dimension, a spiritual power where time stands still. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, 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 yeah.
If this church can ever learn the lesson of moving past the body, just lay the body in the bed. Hallelujah. God will resurrect that body. God will resurrect your dream. God will restore your ministry. God will give you hope again. Hallelujah. As long as you don't sit in your chair and bemoan your bad luck. As long as you don't sit in your chair and start pity patting that toast. Sako Roko Sikiataya. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Ah.
There's a dimension in the Holy Ghost. I said there's a dimension in the Holy Ghost that just not only works with your dreams, that not only works with your needs, that not only works with your sicknesses.
You can stay there. You can cry on that side as long as you want. Holy Ghost, have mercy on me. And as long as you're on this side, man, all you're seeing is death. Ooh. I got a little ways to go. I've got something in the Holy Ghost to say. Ooh. There's people here in this building. All you've been doing is sitting in that stupid chair over there, bemoaning your bad luck. Hallelujah. Crying your pity tears. Hallelujah. Wondering why, oh why, does this have to be? Some of you need to get up. Go to the door. Close the door. Close the door. Get on your donkey, baby, and start trekking down the road. You say, well, the body is stinking. Not if you move into God's dimension. Not if you move into God's dimension. Come on. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Perhaps one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard as a missionary. Stand as long as you want to, but stay with me. Hallelujah. One of the most amazing stories I've heard as a missionary. Hallelujah. Happened about 3 or 4 years ago. There's this woman in church, a faithful woman, but she had this horribly wicked husband. He was a drunkard. He was a gambler. He was a soccer fan. He was a fighter. He was a God hater and a wife beater. Hako shatarakai. But she kept on praying. Oh my God, have mercy. I'm talking to somebody here. She, oh my God. Hallelujah. You can stay looking at that body as much as you want. Hallelujah. And all you're going to be thinking about is the funeral home. I came here to get you to the other side of the body. Somebody in this church, you've got to get up and close the door and start going into a new dimension. Close the door to that. Close the door. Close the door. She was praying one day, and she said she felt the Holy Ghost speak to her and said, your husband will come to church. When she got that promise, hallelujah, she started, my God, have mercy. So she would come to church. Excuse me, sir. Ooh. So she would come to church, and she would say, we're on this side of the body. You. On that side it decays. On this side it lives. You got to take your hat off to that woman. I don't know if I'd get on a donkey. I'm smelling the smell of dead dreams in this building. People that your faith is so low, and all you can do is look at a dead body, and you're watching it decay in your eyes. When what you need to be is on the other side, moving into this. Do you realize that the No. It was decaying when I was on this side. But now I'm moving into a new level. I'm moving into a new world. I'm moving into a God.
And so she started, because God promised it to her, she started saving a place in church. And so we have crowds in Brazil, and so she would save this place over here for her husband. People would come in, and they say, "Is this place taken?" She said, "No, that's my husband's. He's never been to church in his life." You can stay on that side as much as you want. Oh, yeah. I've been in some tight places. Oh, yeah. I've had some lonely nights. But sometimes you got to get up. You got to close the door. You got to get on your donkey, baby, and start trucking down the road. You gotta give me a few more minutes. I've got a long ways to go here. I got some business to take care of in the Holy Ghost. I got some bodies to resurrect in the Holy Ghost. I got some faith that's gotta be rebuilt. So no. This place is for my husband. Where is he at? Well, he'll be here. He'll be here shortly. You can't do that on this side of the body. God, you're seen as death. Ha! On a Sunday morning, they called her up. Said, "Your husband is down at the bar. He just had a stroke. They're taking him to the hospital." So she got a taxi or whatever. She got to the hospital. Her husband was there between life and death. And she was saying, "Hallelujah. But on this side, it's where time stops. There's no decay. If there were decay, you couldn't make the trip. But when you move..." Can you imagine what would happen tonight if we all got into this dimension that I'm talking about? And we move into a supernatural, timeless, Pastor Gross dimension. God's thing. The clock back there will keep on ticking. Hallelujah. But this time to stay. This time stands still. That keeps on going. But this one stands still because the decay of the body stopped the minute she closed the door and started trekking down the road to the man of God. Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in the house. Got some business to take care of in the Holy Ghost here tonight. So she rushed down to the hospital, and there was her husband in this little cot out in the hallway. All the hospitals are packed out. And so she's there holding her husband's hand. She said, "God, you promised me." Keep on going down the road. Don't let that donkey stop. Yeah. About 2 days later, still at the cot. Still holding her husband's hand, the man that beat her, the man that spent all their money on games and of poker and such.
the man that she saved the seat for. While she was there sitting with him holding his hand, he had a heart attack. And all the nurses and the doctors rushed over. And they started doing their thing, you know, all that stuff, the paddles and all that kind of stuff. And she had enough presence of mind to grab the cell phone and call her pastor. See, there's some things that happen on this side over here. That clock keeps on ticking. But the Holy Ghost is another level. Hallelujah. So she called up her pastor. Said, pray. My husband just had a heart attack. And so they're there on the phone. They're there on the phone. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There's a big difference on sitting on this side of the body and sitting on this side. I'm trying to get you over there. The Holy Ghost is starting to move a little bit more. So while she's on the phone, I'm almost positive it was my son John that was on the other end of the phone. So they're praying over this man over the cell phone. Oh God. And while they are praying, the doctors quit their work and pulled the sheet over the guy's head. And she said, they just pulled the sheet over my husband's head. If it had been me or you, we'd have probably hung up. She said, keep on praying. My God hammers. When you get on this side, time stands still. And so they kept on praying. She's looking at this guy with the sheet over his head. And they kept on praying. And while they were praying, she let out a scream. She said, oh! She said, I saw his leg move. You see, rigorous morocus, or whatever it's called, it sets in on this side of it. Whoa! Over here, there's no rigor mortis over here. You say, well, I don't believe it. That's the problem. You're on that side of the body. I'm trying to get you over here on this side of the body. Wow! Oh, yeah, I know what you're asking. Yeah, the doctors came over. Yeah, they pulled the sheet over his, back over his, back away from his head. Yeah. He was baptized. Got the Holy Ghost. Goes to church and sits in the chair. Mrs. Widow Woman,
What you doing? She said, well, I've got a little bit of flour. I've got a little bit of oil. I'm going to make a cake and then I'm going to die. Hey, lady, you're sitting on this side of it. Hallelujah. I'm going to make a cake and I'm going to die. The prophet said, hey, baby, get on the other side of it. Hallelujah. Depends what side you're on. Woo! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. Yeah. Hey, Jesus. My name is Jairus. I've got a daughter that's in a coma and she's at home.
Mama.
Need for you to go pray for her. Ooh, hi. Hila ho ho hikaya. What side of the body are you on? Hila ruhu shitiya. Hila hayat. So they start on this journey to pray for a sick girl. Sick girl. All he's needing is a healing. Here's one of our problems in Pentecost. We're happy with the healings. We're not willing to cross over to the other side into a new dimension in God. Holo kohika la raka yate ya la raka ya. Ye holo roho shitia. Pastor Jones, incredible message, sir. So they're trucking down the road, and they're going down the road to pray for a girl that's sick. And all of a sudden, as you stated, they said, the girl's dead. Oh, Holy Ghost, have mercy. So here you've got this. This is a funny situation. You've got this guy that signed up for the healing. He ends up with death. There had been some of us, we'd gotten up and left. Well, God, you know, I've asked him to pray. And look what happened. So Jesus turned to Jairus. Said, okay, you've got to decide. Are you going to stay on this side? She died. She died. He told her, here's the problem. Jairus had to decide if he could believe in a Jesus that did not heal his daughter, if he could believe in a Jesus enough that he would raise her from the dead.
Ooh, Yahayatea. Yeyalarayatea. Yeyoshurikayatea. Yeyorohoshitiyayatea. Hallelujah. No, I didn't heal your daughter, did I? Really, what I'm offering to you, Jairus, is a greater miracle if you're willing to accept it. So you complain because God didn't do what you asked Him to do. And because God didn't do what you asked Him to do, you're on this side of your problem. And you've got a dead girl on your hands. You've got a dead dream on your hands. You've got a problem that hasn't been solved. You've got a ministry that is dying out. You've got an unction that's emptying out from your life. The power of the Holy Ghost doesn't function the way it used to, because all you're doing is sitting here bemoaning and crying to these dead bodies that are sitting here, when what you need to be doing is crossing to the other side and entering into a dimension of the Holy Ghost that only true apostolics can enter into. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so we're sitting here on this side crying our little prayers that haven't all been answered, when what God is telling Jairus, if you really are interested, Jairus, if you're really interested, I can do more than what I did not do. Did you understand what I just said? I can do more than what I did not do. You want me to say that one over again? I can do more than what I did not do. But you've got to have enough faith in me that even though I didn't heal the girl, you still can believe that I can raise her from the dead. So what are we going to do about it? So are we going to go and say, well, it's not today. It really didn't work out. You know, she was, you know, really, it just, you know, no, I didn't heal her. No, I didn't. But I'm giving you the choice. You can either go to the funeral home, or you can put your hand in mine. And we'll start walking the last mile, believing in a Jesus that didn't answer your first prayer. Ooh. Can you trust in God enough? A God that doesn't answer your first prayer. He says, hey, if you'll come along, I'll take you into a dimension you've never been to before. I'm walking in the Holy Ghost here right now. You got to decide. Can you believe in God enough that even though He didn't answer that prayer over there, He said, well, you know what? I really can raise the girl up from the dead. But you didn't hear. Yeah, I know that. Give you a choice of, if you really want the bigger miracle, you can cross over to the other side. You, Ohako! Hey! Ho! Oh, Hika! Hey! What side of the body are you on? Ooh! Let's start walking, Jairus. His friends are saying, hey, you idiot! He didn't even heal the girl. All she had was a migraine headache. She's dead now. This Shunammite woman, don't you realize that the body's decaying? Not if you're on the other side. Not if you're over here. Come on, let's start walking. let's start walking. When you start walking on this side, hallelujah, it doesn't always go smoothly like you would want it to. Hallelujah. So you have, like you said, you have all these scorners. You have all these people all around. I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. Oh, Jesus, help somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you can get over here on this side of the body, if you can get over here on this side of the body, hallelujah. You know, I didn't do the full job over there, but I'm giving you a chance to walk on this side. Hallelujah. God is calling this church, hallelujah, to walk into a new dimension, hallelujah, new level in the Holy Ghost, where time stands still. And when you walk into this world of the Holy Ghost, and you're seeing God do all these incredible things. Hallelujah. Pentecost is on that side. I'm calling this church to go to this side over here. There's an amazing thing that happens on this side over here. There's an amazing thing because on this side, you're entering into a world of impossibilities, which on that side, it's not possible. On this side, impossibles become possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you walk in on this, oh my God, have mercy. When you walk in on this side, when you walk in on this side, the impossible becomes possible. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can't hear you, can't hear you, can't hear you. I got one in on it. I got one in on it. Hallelujah. Somebody's crossing over the line. Somebody's crossing over the line. Somebody's crossing over the line. I said somebody's crossing over the line. Come on, some of you just watching the show. Hallelujah. You need to get... Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Come on, 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 come on. Ilaramo shatalaraka. Come on, church, you gotta keep on interceding. You're on the wrong side. Get over here on the other side. Say, I ain't got no problems. You better start interceding for some of these people that's got problems. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ilarayo no 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 shatala rakaya. Ye la ro no 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 shitiya yakaya. Ye la rayo ro no no shitiya. Ye la rayo ro no 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 shitiya. Ye lo ko shatara makaya. Ye la ro ko shitikaya kaya. Ye lo ro shitiya. Come on, come on, come on! In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Come on, come on, come on. Get on the other side of decay.
Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Raise your hands, man. Believe, believe, believe. Believe, believe. Come on, raise your hands, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You got to get to the other side. This isn't a show. This is an act of faith. Come on. Start believing. Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Ilara yorododo shatalara kai. Come on, some of you aren't believing. Some of you are smelling the stink of the death of your own dream. Get on the other side. Get on the other side. Gonna be all right. Woo! Come on.
Ghost is in the house. Step over, step over, step over. Woo! Come on, the Holy Ghost is in the house.
Thank you.